On a Tuesday, I'm Ricky Bevington from the GPB Newsroom. Researchers at Georgia Tech have a new model for predicting possible outcomes from the coronavirus pandemic. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports from Macon, it suggests Georgia is at an important crossroads.
The model built with the Harvard Medical School shows that shelter-in-place efforts taken since the 1st of April have worked by reducing the spread of coronavirus in such a way that it could be contained in Georgia by late June. That's the good news. But Georgia Tech Health Systems Engineering professor Torgai Iyer, who helped develop the model, says the bad news is it suggests a fast-paced slackening of social distancing could undo that work and raise the death toll in Georgia to more than 20,000 people by August.
Towards end of July and early August, we will see a hard-hitting potential second wave coming in.
Iyer says to avoid a second infection peak this summer, the state should continue aggressive social distancing wherever and however possible. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And the number of known deaths from COVID-19 in Georgia has just surpassed 1,000 people as of noon today. The Georgia Department of Health reports 1,020 people have died. That's out of the just over 24,000 confirmed cases of the virus in the state. Over 4,700 Georgians have been hospitalized. The Department of Health has allowed for a 14-day window of discrepancy in data. Atlanta-based United Parcel Service reports a 13% drop in first quarter profit to $965 million. Today's earnings announcement comes after stay-at-home orders generated higher costs and a drop in business deliveries. The package delivery company withdrew forecasts about future revenue and profit, simply saying UPS can't predict the depth or duration of the pandemic's impact on its business. Atlanta-based furniture chain Haverty's is slashing 1,200 jobs, even as it prepares to reopen more than 100 stores on Friday. Founded in 1885, one of Atlanta's oldest businesses closed its doors on March 19th, but did continue to pay employees. Since April 1st, it's had to furlough 87% of its workforce, according to the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Over weeks of sheltering in place, it can be hard to grapple with what reality awaits us on the other side of this pandemic.
The bird calls are normal. The sky is blue like normal. The grass needs cutting like normal. But when I reach out to others or look at the news on my phone or read anything, it's all not normal.
All Things Considered is bringing you personal reflections of Georgians in quarantine. You can listen to that story online at gpb.org/virus. I'm Ricky Bevington.